All right, welcome to another episode. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing the new release of my book, The Decoy Book. I'm super pumped about that project. If you listen to the Jerry Bradshaw interview with me, he was kind enough to have me in his podcast. This was about a month ago now. But he was kind enough to have me in his podcast. And we talked about dog training, and we also talked towards the end about my book, about this particular project. Now, I have three books now, so I do have a couple of books more on the pet owner and dog trainer side. This one particular book is more geared towards protection training. So this book is just, and I'm not saying this just to pat myself on the back, this book is unique. It's one of a kind. Now, don't worry. This episode is not a sales pitch. Okay. I am going to be giving you some information here from the book. And I'm going to be doing this throughout more episodes. I'm one person that just loves to share. This is something I told Jerry on that interview. I love to share. I love to share my knowledge. The stuff that I have worked so hard to learn, I want people to know those things. So I did that with this book. Now, my experience in protection training with working dogs has been pretty decent. You know, I've been working with dogs for 12 years now, and the bulk of it has been with working dogs. A lot of it has been with working dogs and protection training, more specifically. And recently, I just got into sports. So in that book, I talk about the things that I learned. I talk about things like, you know, terminology. I talk about, you know, the handler, how to deal with the handler. I talk about, you know, the difference between the, you know, the sports and military working dogs, police dogs, because there is a difference there. So I talk about that. I talk about some of the injuries that you might have, some of the injuries to watch out for. Talk about fear, complacency, which is a huge thing in any industry. Anything you do, complacency is always there to want to creep up on you and mess you up. You know, I have had those moments where I have gotten complacent. So I talk about that in the book. And so I have a lot of things, a lot of good information on there. But, you know, I'm just one person. And I wanted this book to be something that if I was back, you know, if I was new at this, I wanted to have a book that I could give to that person that I could. I have this in the book too, you know. It's something that if I could go back in time to me, you know, when I was first getting started, I could hand this book to that guy and go, hey, listen, dude, read this book. Now, this book has some really good information on here for you, but it's also a combination of a bunch of other interviews from people who are really good, you know, world-renowned at what they do too. So I put all of that together in this book. And I truly believe it's a unique book. It's not just me. I'm not saying that the other protection books are bad, by the way. You know, those books are excellent. I have read a bunch of those too. There's some good material out there. But this one is unique because it's not just me giving you my take on things. It's also, you know, people like Jerry Bradshaw, Dave Kroyer, Tom Rose, Bart Ballone, and a bunch of other helpers. And if you look at all the helpers that I interview, just combined experience, it's well over 100 years. Okay? So think about this, right? Some of the people that I have here is, first of all, I have my chiropractor. My chiropractor has had over 20 years working on athletes, but specifically he has also worked with protection helpers. So he has been seeing, you know, him and his son have been seeing protection helpers for the past 20 years. So in that interview, I talked to them about injury prevention. We talked about some of the things that they see with the helpers. We talked about supplements. So a bunch of things. On top of that, I also secured some interviews with Jerry Bradshaw, Bart and Michael Ballone as well. They were kind enough to give me their time. All of these guys were awesome, kind enough to give me their time. Dave Kroyer, Ludovic Turbain, Franco Angelini, who is more of a military working dog and police dog helper. Jeff Riccio, he's a PSA decoy. Tom Rose, big name in Schutzen. Sean Thankachin, a PSA decoy, and he also does French ring decoying. Josh Kirby, big name in PSA helper work. Stefan Van Minsel, he is a guy who, he's a Mondio ring decoy, but he's also been a Belgian ring decoy. He's been decoying for a very long time. Daryl Ritchie, big name also in PSA, has been doing PSA since the beginning of PSA. He's a PSA judge. He also has been a PSA decoy for a very long time. Jessica Van Pola, who is an IGP decoy. Koi Pham, big name in Dallas in PSA. His club has had a bunch of different handlers that have gotten high levels in PSA. Now, his interview was kind of brief, so I didn't actually have a full interview with Koi, but some of his answers from his interview are in the book. So right there, all of these people, we have, you know, well over 100 years of experience right there. That's why this book is just something I'm really pumped about, you know. And like I said earlier, I'd like to share. I'd like to have this out there. I do like that, you know, that I've got to finish this. This thing was like homework. It was like writing a long-ass freaking paper. And, you know, on top of my other things, on top of my job, on top of, you know, my daily life, I had to find a lot of time to squeeze in this project, a lot of late nights. So I put in a lot of work into this project. And I'm just finally happy that it's out there to help other people out. You know, it really does help me if you buy the book. What I'm going to do, though, I do like to share. This is something that I said a few moments ago. I do love to share. So I am going to be making like an audio/video file of this book that I will upload to YouTube. And I'm going to do this in one of a couple of ways, or one of a few ways. I'm either going to make one long ass just video, which I'm probably not going to do, honestly. I did that with my Info Every Dog Trainer Should Know. If you go to my YouTube channel, I have the audio summary of that. And it was a very long video. It's a very long file. But I'm going to do something like that with this book too. I'm going to either make a bunch of videos, or I'm going to make a few long videos where I'm going to be talking about all the information that I have in this book. So that if for whatever reason you are unable to get the book wherever you are, or you are unable to afford the book, I am going to make it available so that really anybody who wants this piece of information can get it. You know, YouTube, it's a free sharing website. You know, you can find a lot of information on there. My YouTube channel has hundreds and hundreds of videos, a lot of informational stuff on there. And it will also be containing the contents of this book also, in audio, video. And with each episode that I put here on the podcast, I'm also going to have episodes in which I am going to be talking about contents of the book. Because I want to share, I want this information to reach as many people as possible, and I don't want there to be, you know, any excuse. If you can buy the book, I really appreciate it, and it really helps me out. It really validates all of my efforts. But if for whatever reason you're not able to, just hang tight, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you know, you will have the information on there as well. And also, stay tuned with the podcast. I am going to be uploading a bunch of stuff here too. So let's go now into contents of the book. Okay, the sell pitch is over. The sales pitch is over. Now I'm going to go right into it. So let me give you a little bit on the first part of the book. Now, I'm going to briefly give you the introduction here. I'm not going to read this word by word, don't worry. But here's the thing when it comes to help or work. People really, really love watching working dogs. We all do. If you see a protection dog, it's freaking amazing. You know, you see the dog being under a lot of control, biting, especially when it outs, when it releases on cue, and it does some really nice fancy stuff, you know, like guarding or escorting. It's really, really cool. And it is a true testament of that dog, of that individual, of the temperament and the genetics of that dog. But it also is, it's also a great reflection of that handler's training. So it does show you that trainer's hard work too. But the one thing that a lot of times gets overlooked, like Jerry Bradshaw said in that interview, you know, the unsung heroes, which are the decoys, the helpers. And that's the thing that a lot of times, you know, we don't pay attention to, we don't realize. I have a protection club. You know, I have a couple of people that decoy with me. I have one guy, Isaac, who helps me out with decoy, and he's an awesome guy. Very helpful and really good decoy too. And so when he, when him and I decoy, it's just, it might seem like we're just going through the motions, but everything we do for our club members, we're giving it 100%. We criticize ourselves. We're looking at this as, okay, how could we be better for the next session? I certainly do. And I know Isaac does too. And, you know, we really put our hard work into it, and we sacrifice our joints. You know, that's how it is. The helpers are, our joints are the workhorse of our craft. So when I see a nice, impressive dog, yes, kudos to the dog, kudos to the handler, amazing training. But I'm also thinking in the background, I'm also thinking, and the helpers, right? The helpers that got this dog to that point too. And that's what this book is about. This book is about those people. This book is about the people that are sacrificing their joints, that are, you know, having club for like very, sometimes it's a pretty thankless job. You know, like I don't do it for the money. Sometimes, I mean, I do have club fees. People do pay to be in my club. And sometimes people think that they're my customers, and so as my customers, they deserve certain things, but they're not my customers, right? If they were my customers, I would be charging them a hell of a lot more. But they are paying for club fees, and the club fees compared to the amount that goes into it, you know, like the achy joints, the chiropractor visits, the insurance for the club, you know, the fact that I'm the fact that I carry the risk. When you count all of those things, when you factor all of those things, the club fees, you know, might be kind of a hassle for some of these handlers, but it barely covers the main necessities of the club. And so, you know, I don't do it for the money. A lot of helpers that run their clubs, you know, some of the people I've talked to, you know, I'm like, hey, how much do you charge? And some of them charge more than others. You know, this also depends on their location. But some of the really good helpers that I've talked to, they hardly charge enough to cover the basics. They're really not getting paid. But we don't do this for them. We don't do this to make a lot of money. If we did, we'd be charging a hell of a lot more. We have our other sources of income for our needs. We have our other sources of income to pay the bills and the food. I can speak for myself at least. When I do club, I do it because I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy the learning process and I enjoy watching the progression. And I do this for my members. And I also do it for me because I have a dog that I'm competing with. So having members allows me to have a setting where I can practice certain things with my dog. And so there's a lot of love and a lot of passion that goes into this craft. And that's why this book was written. It was written for the helper in all stages. You know, if you're a helper, maybe if you're not even a helper, if you're not even a decoy, and you're waiting to just get started, this book is definitely going to help you out. It's going to show you how to get started. If you're intermediate, definitely going to help you out. Even if you're advanced, it's going to help you out. And so that's who the book was written for. So now let's go into some of the terminology here. So decoy / helper, they're the same thing. When you hear decoy and you hear the term helper, they're really interchangeable things. Some people are kind of snobby about the term decoy. You know, it does sound pretty cheap, decoy, or you could be a helper. But essentially, they're the same thing. A decoy / helper is the person that is taking the bite. Now, you could be a training helper, a training decoy. Now, you're not just taking the bite, you're actually developing the dog. So whenever you hear the term helper / decoy, they mean the same thing. They're very interchangeable things. You also have trials. Now, a trial, if you're a sport person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If maybe you're not into sports, a trial is an event that has been sanctioned by the organization that sponsors that sport. So for instance, in PSA, a trial is an event that has been organized and sanctioned by Protection Sports Association, right? The organization. And so when we have a PSA trial, we have an official judge who has been trained and certified to be a judge and has competed in the level threes. You have decoys that have been selected through a certification process, and they have proven to be proficient in the sport and in the scenarios to represent the sport in a trial. So there's a lot that goes into a trial. A trial is a very organized event. It's a lot of stuff that goes into putting a trial together. Now, in these trials, what happens is we have the official judge, the steward who's helping the judge, we have the decoys, and we have the participants, we have the handlers that are putting in to compete in this trial so that they can show their dogs and hopefully advance, get a qualifying score in advance. Now, the training takes place way ahead of time, and then by the time they show up to the trial, they're now showcasing their training. Right, and the judge is going to deduct points according to what the judge sees fit as something that needs to be improved. But hopefully after some of these deductions, the handler gets a qualifying score and then they move on to the next level, or they complete one of their legs so that they can progress to the other levels. Now, the decoys that are at these events, these are certified decoys, like I mentioned a moment ago. Now, the job of this decoy, this trial decoys, is to test the dogs. So in a trial, the decoys are not helping the dog. The decoy is not friends with the dog or the handler when it comes to the trial. Like, all the assistance, all the help stops the moment you step into that trial field. Now, you're there to show your dog, show your training. The judge is going to tell you pretty much how prepared you are, and the decoys are going to pick at your dog's weakness and also showcase your dog's strengths. So that's the job of the trial deco. It's not to be your friend, not to give your dog a good bite, but to represent the sport by performing each outlined scenario to the best of their ability. And the purpose of these scenarios is to test the courage, the strength, the power, and the training of each dog. That's what a trial deco is. So a trial deco has to be very knowledgeable in their sport. They should be athletic because, you know, let's say in a trial you have, let's say you have 10 teams that you are decoying for. Your performance has to be the same with all of those teams. You can't start super strong and then fizzle out by the 10th dog. You have to be consistent with your performance as a decoy. So there should definitely be some level of fitness there, which I talk about in the book, which I'm going to cover at a later episode. But that's what a decoy is. That's what a decoy does. And sometimes the trial decoy is not popular. I've seen this. You know, I've heard the talking. And it's just how it is. You know, the trial decoy sometimes is not the popular guy. Because if the dog doesn't do well, a lot of times people are very tempted to go, well, you know, my dog normally does fine, so I wonder, you know, what happened here. Maybe the deco jammed the dog, or maybe the deco just, you know, maybe the deco just stepped on the dog, or maybe the deco just, you know, didn't present fast enough or well enough. All of these things happen. And now the one thing that I will say is each deco brings in their own personality. All right, so me as a decoy and somebody else as a decoy, we could do the same scenario, but each of our personalities are going to be different in those scenarios. So that also plays a big part into the performance of the dog and also the performance of the decoy. So maybe one decoy has a lot of presence and will really challenge your dog. And maybe a decoy at a different trial doesn't have a lot of presence and doesn't challenge the dog quite as much. This is why there are teams, and I know, I've heard them. I've heard these teams sometimes go, all right, who's going to be the decoy at this trial? And they go, yeah, I'm not going to that trial. Right, because they know that certain decoys have a lot of presence and they would rather have their dog on somebody else. And it's the same thing with judges. I've also heard the same thing. Who's going to be judging at this trial? And you're like, oh, no, I don't want that judge. Maybe I'll go to another trial. Wait for another trial till, you know, I see another judge. So some of these things do happen. You know, we're not robots. The judges are not robots. They're not programmed to do it the exact same way, but as close as we possibly can, of course. You know, decoy, same thing. We're not robots. You can't just set us up at a certain level. We all have our own personality. We all have something different that we bring to the table. So all of these things go into play, which makes trials very interesting because every trial is going to be different. Even if you have a trial at the same location and it's a two-day trial, even if you have the same setup, one trial could be slightly different from the previous day or from the next day. But anyway, that's pretty much the whole thing with decoys and a little bit about the book. Like I said, stay tuned for more episodes where I'm going to be talking more about this book. And also, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, go ahead and do that now. That way you can see updates and videos on the book. I am going to be getting my copies next week. So once I get them, I'll get to work and I'll start putting out this content for free on my YouTube channel. You'll get to actually get way more information on there. So between buying the book, owning the book, and watching the videos, it's going to be really, really awesome information out there. So I'll see you on the next episode.